thank God for His grace. And God definitely wants us to experience His grace in our lives, His ability flowing through us and working in and through us. But see, there are things that can help us to experience the grace of God, and there's also things that can cause us to hinder His grace from working in our lives. So it's so important to know what they are so that we can experience God's grace in our lives. And today I want to talk about boldness. The Bible says that boldness can help us to experience grace. And you might be thinking, well, Janu, yesterday you spoke about humility, and now you're talking about boldness. Isn't it like the complete opposite thing? But you see, godly boldness is being confident in God. Pride is being confident in ourselves. So while we definitely need to be humble and have humility, God also wants us to be confident in who we are in Him and who He is. So boldness can also help us to experience grace. And I want to prove that to you from the Word today. The Bible says in Hebrews 4 verse 16, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." What a powerful verse. Notice it invites us to go boldly. Doesn't say to go afraid or, you know, to go in some kind of weird way. It says come boldly. So we can enter God's presence and His throne boldly. In fact, we're encouraged to do it. And then it goes on to say what we will receive when we enter boldly is His mercy first of all, but then also grace and help in our time of need. You see, we're not going to get judgment. We're not going to get condemnation. If you're looking for things like that, you should go somewhere else. You should not go to the throne of our gracious God. Because the Bible says when we enter that with boldness, we will receive mercy, we will receive grace, and we will receive help. So if you desire today to experience God's grace, especially if you're in a time of need, why don't you choose to boldly go to God? You see, many people run away from God when they're in a time of need or when they've made a mistake, and then they actually hinder the grace of God from working in their lives. If you want to experience grace, if you want to experience God's ability in your life today, run to Him. Even if you've made a mistake, even if you have problems, choose to boldly run to Him. And the Bible says that boldness, a godly boldness, trusting in Him, looking to Him, will help us to experience grace. The Bible also says in Proverbs 28 verse 1, "The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions." So it says the wicked are those who run away when no one is chasing them. Some people use that as an excuse for not exercising and running. But it goes on to say the godly, those who are righteous, who've been made righteous by Jesus, are as bold as a lion. Are you bold today? Do you have boldness in your heart? You can choose to boldly run to God. You can choose to boldly approach your problems today. Because you have a God who's bigger than your problems, and you have a God who has grace and mercy available to you today. So choose to have boldness, choose to enter His presence and His throne with boldness, not with fear, not with anything that's going to hold you back, but run to Him boldly today, and it will help you to experience grace. You are highly favored and deeply loved.